It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
That lady says so. We might as well do it. Checking in at, don't tell me, yeah.
Number five.
19 straight completions now for Drew Brees that ties his career high in a game. But I think he's searching for another mighty mark. Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 540 in the 504.
Boiler up.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Lauren. 29 of 30 for 307 yards, he four touchdown passes.
And he's not exactly at the beginning of his career.
He's 40, and he looks as good as he's ever looked.
And he's pretty short for a quarterback.
You Boilermakers like to always point that out.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's the best we ever had.
He says he tries not to look back on his career, yet while still being focused on what's ahead for the Saints, because they're going to go far.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying just to focus on the present and stay in the moment and just enjoy these moments as much as I possibly can. And when it's all said and done, when I'm retired and on to the next chapter, maybe I'll be able to look back and really reflect. But as for now, it's on to the next challenge. It's on to the next opportunity. There's more games to be won, and I feel like our best is still yet to come. But these moments are absolutely special and ones I'll remember forever.
So last night I had the TV. I was working and I had the TVs on, and I looked up and I saw this like just hullabaloo on ESPN about Peyton Manning. I thought he had, Drew Brees. I thought he had actually done something that was like an all-time record, an all NFL record for time in service. Past some sort of milestone for number of passes or something. And then I saw that up on the screen was Peyton Manning was texting him and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was an in-game record, right?
Well, no, it's the all-time touchdown passing record, 540 in the books. He passed Manning. And he actually passed Manning in passing yards last year. So Brees setting all the records.
And he set his own personal record for 20 straight completions?
Yes, that's what it was, correct.
And that was on the 540th pass.
Right, yes, it was something crazy like that.
540th touchdown.
Yes.
Which is amazing. Think about that.
It must be nice having a quarterback like this for a decade and a half. Must be nice!
Franchise quarterback.
I mean, who needs it? Although when Drew Brees came out, I mean, I remember that it took Drew Brees, I think 2 seasons to get in to become a starter. Remember when they used to do that? Remember when a guy would have to sit on the bench and learn the playbook, and then he would have to sit on the bench and just wait for the other guy to break his leg, and then he would come in?
It's been a great career.
Remember, Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Was sitting there for 2 years,
yep.
Right? Because Brett Favre, before Brett Favre went to the Jets and stuck his winky out, there was like a whole thing.
Yeah, Brees only played one game his rookie year in 2001.
Well, and Jimmy Garoppolo, look at what he's doing with the 49ers after sitting behind Tom Brady.
See, I think there's hope.
There's hope. But we don't have a quarterback to sit behind right now to watch, so what do we do?
Well, look, I think I've seen enough progress from Trubisky over the past few weeks to still give you...
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not selling...
No, sell. I'm open to being sold right now.
Okay. I'm not crowning him. He needs a lot of work. He needs to work on a lot. He needs to get better. But I think he's shown that he's gotten better over the past few weeks. I really do. And he seems a lot more confident. I don't know what was going on for the first, 10 games of the season, where he looked completely lost out there, deer in headlights, and then all of a sudden he flips a switch and he's got complete command on the field. So, look, here's the deal. Bears, it's going to be Mitch Trubisky is going to be your starting quarterback week one next year. Matt Nagy will be your head coach, and I think there might be some tweaks with assistant coaches. Offensive line could look a lot different.
I think they're going to call the plays on Twitter, right? They're going to ask people
to... That would be nice.
What they should run right here, and they'll just... Whoever gets the highest votes goes.
If they open Twitter during a Bears game, they're going to have a lot of suggestions, because fans very much like to provide those suggestions
to
the Bears.
Right, because we know... out here, we know exactly what the exact right play is to call, because we understand the defenses completely. All right, well, congratulations to Drew Brees. What an amazing story. Mm-hmm. You know, they showed him, they showed his family up in the suite last night.
Brittany Payton and the kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a, he's a special guy.
Brittany Brees.
He has, first of all, just like a, it's like a, it's like the picture in a frame in the store family, yep. Right? That's, you got that. And then secondly, he is such a hero in New Orleans for everything he did post-Katrina. Just an amazing guy. I root for him every time.
Yeah.
Maybe the Saints are my guys now. I don't know. I got a lot of guys. I'm trying to figure it all out. James McCann and the Saints, something like that. All right, let's check in with Lauren Lapko. What's happening on the roads and the skies?
When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues. We've worked our way up to
number 4.
Doesn't seem very far, does it? All right, Charlize Theron was on Good Morning America talking about the new movie Bombshell, which is about Fox News and Roger Ailes and all of that. And she plays Megyn Kelly. And if you've seen the commercials or a poster or anything for this, it is freaky. She looks just like her. Now, I did read that they use prosthetics to do that.
Okay, that makes sense. She looks more like Megyn Kelly than herself.
Yes. I mean, she could literally go into the bank and steal all of Megyn Kelly's money out of her account. If you can forge your signature, well, maybe she shouldn't do that. So she says, Charlize Theron says that Megyn Kelly reached out to her about the portrayal.
Of course, I would probably want to edit everything if somebody did something about me. I think she was incredibly kind. I do. I've always said that I have great empathy for all of the women who have to watch this film, because I do think even though there's a catharsis around it, it is also having to go back to a place and a time in your life that you just, you don't want to be defined by, and you just maybe want to put it behind you. But I think we're living in such an interesting moment right now where we're actually having a real conversation about sexual harassment in the workplace. And I think because that's happening, a lot of these women are just feeling like the importance of getting the story out there is more important.
Okay. Yeah, there you have it. It looks very interesting. Because the people really do look like the people.
Yeah, they
And the
do.
Thing is, you know the people, right? Because they're on TV.
Yeah.
Where is Megyn Kelly now? She showed up on Fox. She did an interview.
Well, she had that show for a while on NBC, and then she was...
That didn't go anywhere.
Yep, nope.
Which was the most random. Megyn Kelly to NBC? What?
Yeah.
It just felt...
whole thing was weird. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. All right. What do I know about this business? But also in movie news, the second trailer for Top Gun came out, and it's Maverick teaching the kids.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced. His exploits are legendary. What he has to teach you may very well mean the difference between life and death.
Your reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called orders, Maverick.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking. Today's exercise is dogfighting.
Oh, boy.
The cast is crazy. Tom Cruise, Jennifer Connelly, John Hamm, Ed Harris, Miles Teller. I'm so pumped for this movie.
John Hamm is in every movie.
But he's so good.
And did you see the new Curb preview came out? And he's in the episode. He's hanging with Larry.
You know what he did? He made a career out of not being the star. So by saying, hey, I'll be second or third card or whatever they call that, I'm happy, you know, just being in a couple of scenes.
Right.
He plays an FBI guy. Eventually, he's going to be able to walk into FBI headquarters and people are just going to go, okay, whatever. He must be here.
It felt like he was going to be a guy like, you know, Tony Soprano, like you would only identify him as Don Draper. But he's done some roles where he's been so much different than those type of characters.
You know what was genius was when he did Bridesmaids.
Yes.
He was such a jerk.
Yep. And he played the himbo in Bridesmaids because it killed the coolness of Don Draper. Yeah. He murdered Don Draper in that movie. Is what he did. And then now you can see him in whatever it is. By the way, there's great commentary in the podcast Best Movies of the Decade, which is available on Apple and on Spotify and Stitcher.
Do you want me to hit the bell for you?
Yes, so you don't have to go to sometimes.com. I believe we have it up at WGNradio.com as well. If you would like to hear that, there's a six-part series. Five of them are up right now. Six one's coming.
It's great.
So. It's very good. It's actually fun to go back to some movies you forgot existed this decade.
Yeah. Easy listening, we like to call them. All right, here we go. Continuing on. We are all the way up to And I don't think we're going to make it.
Number three.
Seems tight now. As you sit on a CTA bench for your next morning commute, you might think of Erica and Terry Kane. Bus stop in Lincoln Park has become a symbol of their love. To understand the love story surrounding the bus stop, you have to take you back 11 years when Terry met Erica at the bus stop at the corner of Clark and Armitage. Their place became that bench, one that hundreds of people used. And some people did bad things on that bench. I'm just going to tell you. I live near Clark Street. I know how that goes. Until Terry one day decided he wanted that bench just for them.
I passed the bus stop, and I saw my future wife sitting there. I crossed the street. I was like, I got to find an excuse to talk to this woman. So I turned around, and I walked back, and I sat down next to her, and we just started chatting.
I never took the bus to events. I was doing an event that night, and he never walked to work and still hasn't in all of these years. But that day, it was, you know, meant to be.
We met at the bus stop. We got engaged at the bus stop. She told me that we were going to have Charlie at the bus stop.
All the same day?
It's very important. I was thinking of what we're going to do for our fifth anniversary, what kind of gift, and it was wood. And I was like, I wonder if I can get the bench.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was a thing, that every anniversary is a different kind of...
Yeah, it's not really a thing. Once you get past paper, you forget about it.
I know some people that have done... What's paper?
First.
It's a nice gesture, but do you want that bench?
Yeah. No. Because I know that bench they're talking about, and there's always a different guy sleeping on it every night.
Someone's going to fight for custody. No, that's my bench.
Yeah. Mm. I do like... It also shows you how simple it is to be a guy. I look across the street, there's my future wife. Right there! Boom! Right? I mean, there's
done.
I got it worked out. Well, congratulations then. That's a really cool story.
That is actually a really good story.
Checking in at
number two.
An unidentified man came onto the porch of a home in Denver's Capitol Hill neighborhood in the wee hours and left a few rosebuds. It was all captured on a doorbell camera. It's one of the last things Scott McCoy expected to see while skiing in the mountains. He was notified by his phone, right? And then through 41 different doorbell videos on his phone, he watched the incident happen. He says it appears the man might have been a little intoxicated.
I did put a little sign of apologies just because I imagine the mailman and others that stop by will wonder what in the world happened on this porch. Yeah, you don't know whether to laugh or cry. I mean, I think initially you're a little bit angry. A person who has a cousin that works at a bar that's pretty close to here offered to contact that person and see if they recognize them. Another person thought they might have recognized them from a dating app, if you can believe that. I'd certainly love to make contact with them and get an apology if that's what they want to do, or maybe a little extra hands here cleaning up the porch. It was dumping in Vail, but we weren't expecting it to be dumping on our front porch.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh. He was waiting for that one.
You know, the guy's not likable. I'm sorry. I'm with the pooper, the mad pooper. All right, and finally,
number one.
The Simpsons is 30 years old today.
Makes sense.
It's as old as you guys.
Yeah,
it is. It's my entire life.
I remember growing up, watching it every day.
The first episode is actually a Christmas special and featured Homer secretly working as a shopping mall Santa to earn enough dough to take the family home a few Christmas presents.
Hey, Santa, what's shaking, man?
What's your name, partner? little partner?
Well, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
I'm Jolly Old Saint Nick.
Oh, yeah? We'll just see about that.
Oh!
Homer.
I want a word with you in Santa's workshop, little boy.
Don't kill me, Dad. I didn't know it was you.
Nobody knows. It's a secret. I didn't get my bonus this year, but to keep the family from missing out on Christmas, I'd do anything.
I'll say, Dad, you must really love us to sink so low.
Right. That's awesome.
And I think that's a Santa's Little Helper.
Yeah, that's where they end up getting him because he tries to get money from the racetrack.
Right. And so they got a Greyhound. Hey, the one thing that was creepy about that era of The Simpsons, they were just moving off of when they was on the Tracy Ullman show, they had teeth.
What?
They were like, if you ever watched, like, you could see this on YouTube. They debuted on the Tracy Ullman show, which was like a variety show.
Gotcha.
And so it was like an interstitial cartoon, and that's where Matt Groening started it. And they had these like jagged teeth, and they couldn't figure it out. If they had kept that, it would have been all over. But thank God they figured out when they did The Simpsons, they made them, you know, kind of doughy and fun looking as opposed to scary.
Improved a lot.
Yes, it did. even though it's done by, I think, slaves in Korea or something like that. It's
Or computers now, you know.
Yeah, well, it was originally done in Asia by people that they weren't paying very much money. It's a very interesting story behind all of it. But congratulations. It is maybe one of the greatest comedic pieces of art of all times.
Ongoing running.
Yeah, primetime television series of all times. All right, let us now close this thing up, and then we got news on the other side for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
The top five at five.